My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So on this, the final podcast of the year, we look back at some of the guests who've shared those magical experiences with us on the podcast. It's been another year of disappointment, another year of cancelled trips to Orlando, but that did not stop us talking about our favourite place on earth, the most magical place on earth. Walt Disney World.
I was six the first time in 95. Our family holiday, yeah.
Do you remember much
I
about?
I remember a few things. I remember our character dining and Goofy sneaking up on my dad, putting his hands over his eyes, and my dad turning around and nearly punching him in the face.
Oh, now that would have been a story to tell people. Yeah, but the time my dad punched Goofy in the face.
I love the characters in all their incarnations. If I see Mickey in one ensemble, I want to see him in another ensemble. I remember when Adam was working in Disney World and I was there on my own for a few days of it. I would never do that in the UK. But I was walking around on my own and I met every Disney character you can have a scheduled meet and greet with. I literally went from one to the other. One day in Epcot, I bounced from place to place and met all of them, like Belle, Mulan, Snow White. Like, I literally did all the ones in Epcot in a day. It was a lot. You know, should I have put myself through that? Probably not. But what a day.
Who would you say is your favourite?
I think my favourite to meet is Mickey, because he, to me, symbolises not just the Walt Disney Company branding and everything with the Mickey ears. He is Disney to me. And obviously, I have that connection to him because of my birthday, so it's always a bit of a special moment and stuff. I remember when I met Articulated Mickey, the Mickey that speaks back to you, I was a mess. I was an absolute mess. I'd never expected it to be as good as it was, and he did a magic trick with me. Adam's sitting there with the vlog camera on me, and he's like, what was it like talking to Mickey? Well, it just sparked me again. I was just... It was unworldly. That's the only way I can describe it. It was like all my dreams come true. And because I didn't go to the parks as a child, and I am a bit of a sort of child at heart, to meet him and for him to like interact with me was just, it was something else. And I'll never forget it. Like the time I met Snow White in Epcot for the first time, our friend Patrick was with us. They were just stood in the line. The people behind us worked me into a frenzy. I was crying before I even met her. Like, they were
what
just
were they
like,
saying?
They were just like, you're going to meet Snow White. She's there. She's right there. And I know part of it, they were talking to their kid. But I was like earwigging in and I was just absorbing all the good vibes. And I was just like, I had tears in my eyes when I was meeting her. And then she said to me, like, oh, make a wish in the well and everything like that. And I was like, oh, this is too much for me, girl. I'm literally just going to fall to the floor.
The 2020 time, we actually got the 2 weeks worth of food, but only actually stayed for like, you know, just over a week. So they didn't cancel our credits. They left them there. The amount of chocolate and things we came back with.
Yeah. So did you just literally get all the Goofy sweets?
All the Goofy sweets. We absolutely stacked up because the meals qualify as 3 snack credits.
That's right, yeah.
Which is general. So we couldn't have used it all. We had too much.
I think our best meet and greets have been with Gaston.
Your best.
We're one apiece at the moment. My worst and my best.
Well, I've got to explain.
We had honeymoon badges on. So when we got up to meet him, he saw the badges, obviously, and he made me stand in the corner facing the wall while he then walked out into the park and announced to everyone that I was a fool because I brought my wife to meet him on the honeymoon.
Oh, and was he right? That's the question.
I suppose.
Did he try and run away with you, Emma? That's the thing.
But all our pictures from meeting Gaston is Adrian facing the wall and me just awkwardly kind of next to Gaston going, okay.
You're in the wheelchair, so obviously you're... So obviously when we went to meet him on the next trip, I bought a t-shirt that I had made for me saying winner of the Nobel Prize.
Ooh.
And yeah, he didn't like that. No. So we're one apiece because we didn't get...
Yeah.
We tried to meet him on our last third trip, but could never seem to time it right. So we're still one apiece at the moment.
This is so sad. I love the first time in Forever Frozen sing-along.
Oh.
Yes, I know. And a lot of people avoid it because it's, you know, Frozen's had its day. But I love that. I love that show. It's so funny. And it's really funny for the whole family. The writing's very clever. it's a bit of a gem, and lots of people avoid it, so you can always get in. And I would happily sit and watch that over and over during the day. And the air conditioning, you know, that helps.
That also helps. Do you join in with the singing, or do you just like
Absolutely.
To mouth? You get full on involved?
Oh, no, I'm full on. I'm singing at the top of my voice, and all the heckling, and yeah, that's me. I'm in there. I'm full on.
But I was also absolutely petrified of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, so I was a bit of a wimp.
My mum used to be terrified of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Well, the massive snake was terrifying.
I think it was the massive 20-foot snake on the screen.
Yeah, and there's a memory I also have of standing outside and waiting for my family to do it so that they didn't miss out, because I was scared. They were like, well, you can wait outside. And I was like, thank you.
Stood outside on your own.
Yeah, they're like, well, if you're too scared, then that's fine, you can wait for us.
Going back to 2014, we were walking around Wilderness Lodge and we saw this sign saying Disney Vacation Club. As you do, you just sort of ask, see what it's about. And then before we knew it, we whisked away to Bay Lake Tower to have a chat and just see what it was all about. At the time, we liked it, we just couldn't afford it. Finances just weren't right for us. But we thought, do you know what? This will be something for our future.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, I got an email from Disney, and it's like, oh, fill this out, you'll get a free DVD. So I thought, as you do, I do it. DVD turns up, and it's like, I really want to do this. And it's like, our finances were in better shape. Then also, it's like, we found out more about resale.
Right.
So then it was like, we thought, okay, we can actually do this. And we looked at the resorts. We spent probably days scouring through YouTube just trying to find all different resorts, all the room types, other people's opinions on DVC, and worked out what sort of benefits we'd lose by going resale and what the differences were. And we bit the bullet before our next trip, and we were owners for Saratoga Springs.
Oh, wow. So how many times have you been as a DVC holidaymaker?
I'm going to say 4 times, I think, half our time in that. Yeah, 4 times.
And do you think, just from those 4 trips, that do you think it's been worth it?
Yes,
financially.
I think financially we've broken even. I think
already.
Yeah, I think we have. I think we just broke even. I think our points when we bought them, the exchange rate wasn't too bad, and we got 170 points at $84 a point.
Things like Ellen's Energy Adventure, the Great Movie Ride, things like that. I sort of miss those from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Great Movie Ride specifically, I think, because of having the live actors in there.
I think that and Ellen's, they're, in a way, they're quite similar, because coming from the UK, they're one of the things that I remember going, just how big and ridiculous these attractions are. These are not like roller coasters or anything. These are just like, it's like a drive-through show.
Yeah, it's the size of those show buildings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, I reckon, to be honest, a lot of people used Ellen's Energy Adventure as an excuse for a 45-minute nap.
Oh, like, so many people used to sleep on those.
Just sit down in some air conditioning. We used to go, obviously, a lot in the summer holidays and things, so it would have been rather warm.
Definitely been more in the past couple of years that we've just, like, gotten into meeting characters more and more now. And I think Daisy especially, she's always sassy.
Oh, sass queen.
Yeah, especially if you find her at Topolino's Terrace, she is the sassiest little ballet dancer around. Especially if you go with your husband, watch out.
She'll have him.
Because she had her eyes on my husband.
Yeah, yeah. That's why she won't get married to Donald.
She's too big a flirt.
Yeah, she's not one for settling down, is she, old Daisy?
No.
Not at all.
She said to the look to the left, there was 4 characters. So we had Mickey, Donald, Daisy and Goofy in full safari kit.
Oh.
Just completely out of the blue appeared. And then they did like a private photo shoot with us.
With all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Which is
kind of quite rare. Right. But it was just amazing. And then, we were sort of standing there and we had like tears in our eyes. It was just completely out of the blue. And it was just like one of those like little magical experiences that that the cast members do for you.
Yeah.
When my dad got picked to go up for the Beauty and the Beast show, so they said they wanted someone really hairy to play the Beast, and then my dad's got a mustache, so they saw him and they were like, you. and picked him, and he just had to go up. And my dad's, he's a little bit awkward.
Right.
And he got picked to go up. And then I've never seen a man turn so northern in his life. She said, Belle said to him, oh, you know, we're going to have to dance now. And he was like, you've picked the wrong one here, love.
When we were having dinner at the Spice Road table at Morocco in Epcot, and we were just finishing having our dinner, and we were thinking, oh gosh, where are we going to go? We need to go out and find somewhere for illuminations. And the staff in that restaurant said, oh, we quite like you guys. You've been nice. Come with us. And they opened a door and they let us out the back onto this jetty on the water, which was at the side of the restaurant. And we got like a private balcony to watch illuminations from.
Hot.
It was just incredible.
Next time you go, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, I know.
You're the person I want to hang around with you.
we were obviously hit by the lucky stick for that trip because, yeah, loads of things like that happened. But that was really special just because, you know, to have no one standing in front of you.
Yeah.
it's really, really special.
People ask me why I've been as many times as I have. I just love the way it's constantly evolving. You're never going to have the same holiday twice. There's always something new and exciting to pull you back in. And personally, it's always just been a huge bonding experience for me and my family because we all enjoy it so much. It's left us with some really lovely memories of being there together.
When you say people ask you why you've been as many times as you have, how many times have you actually been?
I was trying to count it up and I kind of lost count.
That many?
I think it's around 19, 20 times.
Well, I suppose when you get to 19, 20, you do kind of lose count then.
You tend to give up a little, yeah.
Don't do the big rides.
I do not do anything more thrilling than probably Pirates of the Caribbean.
And
even
soaring.
With that, I have to brace myself for the drop. So,
what about soaring? Because soaring's a high ride.
Yeah, soaring, I was all right the first time. Second time, I had a funny 5 minutes and decided I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And they actually let me off just before. But I was kicking myself because I can do it. I've done it before. So hopefully I'll do it next time.
So you won't have done Flight of Passage yet then?
Not yet, no.
Tempted to next time you go?
Possibly. I think I may have to slim down a bit before that because as someone who is more Baymax than Baywatch, I think need to cut back on the Disney snacks for a while.
A big thank you to all the guests who came on the podcast this year to share their memories of their magical times. We will be back to talk about Walt Disney World with brand new podcasts in the new year. And hopefully, I know I said this last year, I'm saying it again, hopefully next year, 2022, will be the year that those cancelled trips finally get back on and we can get back to our favourite place. We can get back home to Walt Disney World. Until then, have a great Christmas. Best wishes for the new year, and now, please, stand clear of the doors.